Kenya Chalipin. Where we see with money, you could make a Kenya Chalipin. And we have Yudav Yudah says no. Hochi Koma. Here's what the Mishnah means to say. Kol hanishum domim biyachar. Anytime you value something, how much it's worth, against something else, we'll soon see what that means. Not that you're paying with money, but you're paying the value of it with something else, like shavakesef. So then we say, kivin shezoch hazeh, as soon as you're kind of one thing, nizchayim zeh b'chalipin. The other person automatically receives back what he's giving in return. So we'll soon see what this means. And hochin al nesavu, this is for also. They were not talking about you paying money for the object, but rather you're making an exchange one animal for another animal. That's what it means. Kolonishim b'domim. Like if you want to sell your shor, and your shor is worth $100, and you really want to buy a chamor, and I have a chamor worth $100, to make an exchange, so as soon as you take my chamor, automatically, as soon as I take your chamor, automatically you're kind of my shor. The Gemara says, Hachinam Nesav, this is for also. And he's a Tani Sefer, because the Sefer over there in Kedushin says clearly, Ketzad, what's the case? Hechlif shor b'por, it says clearly, if I want to make an exchange, my ox for your cow. Or a chamor b'shor, you make an exchange, somebody's donkey for your ox. That's the case. So Shema Mina, it's a clear proof. So we're not talking about you giving money for the ox, and as soon as you give the money, Torah Chalipin, you're kind of the ox back, but you're giving a shor for a chamor. He wants to sell his chamor for $100, and your shor is worth $100. So you're giving him your shor for the $100 for the payment, so as soon as he gets your shor, the Torah Chalipin, automatically you own the chamor. Now the Gemara says, but Olamai the Solak Adaiti Mikara. But that that we thought at the beginning to say, Matabeya, that we thought to say what the Mishnah means, Kolonishim Domim, means if you want to pay money, if you're giving money for the object, that was the Havamina. We wanted to bring a proof that even with money you can make a Kenyan Chalipin. Tumara says, if so, my Ketzad. Like if that was the Havamina, how did they learn Shan the Brisa? In the Mishnah it says clearly, Ketzad, you be Machlif or Shor for a Pora. You see, clearly there's no money involved. Tumara says, Hochi Koma. And this is what the Sefer means to say. Upeiri nami yav de chlipin. Like the Sefer is saying a different thing. The Reish is talking about money, but the Sefer is saying the same thing. If you make an exchange, peiris for peiris, it also makes the kinyan chalipin. Ketzad, where is there a case that you can use peiris for the kinyan chalipin? That's the hechlif shor b'poro or chamor b'shor. If you make the kinyan chalipin with the peiris or shor for chamor.
So most like this. Honichal Rav Sheshes. This is good according to Rav Sheshes. The Yoma that says peiri yav de chalipin. That you can make a kinyan chalipin with peiris. You do not only need a noel, a shoe, or a kli. Even peiris is also good. That is good. A shor for chamor, a peiris, so you can make a kinyan chalipin. Elul Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, the Yom that says kli in. You can only use a kli for chalipin. Avu peiri loy, but you cannot use fruits. You can, or peiris or animals. You can only use a kli. If so, that peiri yav de chalipin. My ketzad. What's on the say for the brisa? The say for the mishnah says how does a chalipin work? I give you my shor for your chamor. The chorus peiris. The Ayur of Nachman says peiris does not make chalipin. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That yesh domim shenke chalipin. There are certain times when you're paying money for an object that's like a kinyan chalipin. In other words, you're not doing the kinyan with a kinyan chalipin. You're doing the kinyan with a payment. Kate said, what's the case? Hechlef denei shor b'pura. Like you're selling your cow. I want to buy your cow. How do I buy it? You want $100 for your cow. So I'll tell you, you know what? I have something worth $100. My ox is worth $100. I'll give you my ox. So when I give you my ox, I'm not giving it to you, b'teras chalipin, as if to say, you're kind of the ox, and the chalipin, exchange for that, I give back your parah. That, according to Rav Nachman, is no good. Rav Nachman says, with animals, with peiris, you can't make chalipin. But it works for teras domin, it's a payment. You want to sell your cow for $100. I have $100 ox, it's worth $100. So I'll give you my ox, that's like I'm giving you the $100. So it's like a payment over here. That's what I get back your shor or your parah. That's the way it works. Kaitet hechlef dumei shor b'parah or dumei chamor b'shor. Now the Gemara says now, my time with Rav Nachman. What's the reason of Rav Nachman then? So the question is, we paskin that money is not koina. You can't buy something with money. In the Talmud, you can't buy with money. So here, how could I buy your cow by giving you a shor, which is money? With money, you can't buy something. Kinyan is not chal. So my time with Rav Nachman, that I could buy your cow by giving you my shor, the teres peroin I'm paying for it, the Gemara says like this. So v'lok Rav Yechanan. Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yechanan Shitak, we'll soon see. The young Rav Yechanan holds, Dva Torah Midi Raisa Moyes Koin. So whenever I pay for Metalflin, anything that I pay for it, Midi Raisa I'm Koinerit. If I want to buy your hat, and I give you money for it, it becomes my hat. Midiraisa, the money is good all over. If so, O Mishnei, Ma Omru Mashicha Kaina, how come the Rabbanan said nothing doing? You cannot buy something with money, you have to make a Mashicha. I only own your hat if I make a Mashicha on it. But just paying for it does not become mine. Why? Gezeirah, the Rabbanan says the Gezeirah involves Shema Yoyim Allah Yisafah Ketikha Bialiyah. We're afraid maybe the chitim will burn. And we'll soon see. And Mara says, the case is, if I pay you, let's say if I pay you for your wheat, and as soon as I give you money, the wheat becomes mine. So we're afraid maybe later there's going to be a fire in your house. Now you're going to think this wheat you sold already doesn't belong to you. So you won't care so much to save it. You'll let the wheat burn down. The Chum don't want that to happen. Therefore the Chum said nothing doing. Even though I paid you money for it, it doesn't belong to me, the wheat. The wheat still belongs to you. And if it burns down, I'll just be chayz and want my money back. Therefore, you wash the wheat. Very good. So, the Rabbonim, the only way you kind it with money, the only way you kind the metalim, is if you make a mashrich, you take it into your rishut. Now, umilso the shchicha goes by Rabbonim. When did the Rabbonim say you can't buy something with money? A normal way of buying. If I take out my dollar bill and pay you for it, that Rabbonim said with money, you can't buy something. But milso the shchichi le goes by Rabbonim. But in the case where it's not normal, it's not a normal case, the Rabbonim didn't make the gzera. So here, when somebody wants to sell his cow, usually, how does somebody buy it? With the money. He gives you $100, but he buys your cow. That somebody should say, listen, I have an ox that's worth $100. So I'll give you my ox. Instead of giving you $100 bills, I'll give you my ox for your cow. That's not a normal case. That's a milsud l'shchiach. So since midiraisa with money, really you could buy a cow. It's only midrabbana they said you can't use money to buy a cow. So that's only when you pay real money. But if I pay you my ox, for your cow, that's lo shchiach. Here with Rabban, it's also good. That's the pshat in Rav Nachman. The Mar says, though, but all the Rash Lakas, according to Rash Lakas, Yishita, the Yom, the Rash Lakas says, Meshicha mefreshes min haTorah. Rash Lakas says, no, midiraisa, money means nothing. If you give money for an object, you're not turning with midiraisa. Midiraisa, you only turn to something with Meshicha. If so, honichi savulok rashashashash. Then it's good if Rash Lakas holds like rashashashash. That the pshat from the Gemara before is, that the shor goes with Teresa Kenya Chalipin. And you did not bedavka need a keli for Chalipin. Even Paris also make Chalipin. Then it's good how you kind of, by making the exchange, your ox for the cow. It went with Teresa Kenya Chalipin. Because if you learn like Rish Lakish, that money with your rice is not kona, so it doesn't make enough kamina, whether it's a milsud l'shchicha or a milsud l'shchiach. Anytime you want to buy something with Teresa's money, you can't buy metalim with money. So the guy wants to sell his cow, and you're paying $100. Just instead of giving $100 bill, you're giving him your ox, that's no good according to Rish Lakish. So what's John the Mishnah? You can make the exchange your cow for the ox. So if you learn, like Rish Shashis, that Chalipin works. On Perus, it's very good. Eli, Sabulak Rabbi Yechanan, if he holds like Rabbi Yechanan, the Yoma that says, Teri lo yavdi Chalipin, if Rish Lakish would hold like Rav Nachman, that Perus, the cow, does not wear Chalipin, or Matveya lo ikoni, and the Matveya also can't make Chalipin with money, and so Hechim